That is one reason there's so much sickness among the Christians. Because we do not walk in love. Now, when you get out of love, it will bring sickness and disease and tormenting spirits to your house. We hold grudges. I mean, absolutely, the Lord says you cannot hold a grudge. We will not forgive each other from our stupid little sins that people do, and we don't forgive them from our hearts. Now then, what does it mean to forgive from your heart? It means to treat it just like it never happened. Someone says, well, I'm going to forgive him for what he did, but I hope I never see him again. You didn't forgive him. You know, you walk down the aisle of a grocery store and you say, well, I forgive brother so-and-so, but you turn and you walk out an aisle and down at the far end you see him. You say, whoops, I ain't going down there and say hello to him. I'm going to the other end of the store. You did not forgive that man. When you see him down there, if you forgave him, you ought to be able to walk down there and shake his hand and say, praise God, brother, how are you doing today? I love you in Jesus' name. That's when the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, when you can do what God says. And if you're not able to do that, you're not going to prosper. Now then, Mark 11:25-26, the Word of God clearly says, if we do not forgive from our heart, neither will the Lord forgive us. And that's scary. And then in Matthew 18:21-35, if we don't walk in the love walk and we walk with unforgiveness in our heart, this has got to be the most devastating set of scriptures that you can read. Matthew 18:21-35. One day Peter was walking along with Jesus. He said, Lord, when my brother sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive him in a day? 7 times? Jesus said, not 7, but 70 times 7. And he said, this is why, Peter. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Where is the kingdom of heaven today? It's in us, on earth. He said, but the kingdom of heaven is like this. There was a king that had servants, and one of those servants owed him 10,000 talents. Now that's millions or billions of dollars. Some translations say it's billions, some others say it's millions, but it is a very, very large sum of money. And he said he couldn't pay. And so said the king called him in and says, because you can't pay, I'm going to sell you and your wife and your children and your lands and your houses and everything that you own to pay the debt. Now, first you got to realize, who's going to have to pay the debt? The man, the wife, the children, and all of his assets are going to be involved in this foreclosure. Everything, not just him. And the man fell on his knees and worshiped the Lord. Now, that's the first thing you do right. When you fall on your knees before the king and you worship him, it says, and the king had compassion on him and forgave him that huge debt. What a debt. How would you like to owe somebody $10 million, $20 million, $50 million, and you couldn't pay it? And they just walked in and said, that's okay. Everything you have is yours, and you don't owe me a dime. Wow. Would you be happy? This guy was happy. Then he ran out and found a relative or a friend or somebody, a brother, that owed him a measly little 100 pence or 100 denarii, whatever it says there. Anyway, just a very small amount of money. And he ran up and grabbed the man. And he says, pay me what you owe me. And the man says, be patient with me, and I will pay you all. Now then, he says, I can't pay this right now. So the man reached up and grabbed him by the nape of the neck and began to choke him. And he said, began to choke him, holding him by the throat. He said, pay me what you owe me. He said, sir, I can't pay you. Be patient with me, and I will pay you. He said, no, I will not be patient with you. Just shook him and choked him. He said, throw him into jail until he can pay me the money. Well, if the guy couldn't pay him out of jail, he sure can't pay him in jail. But the man wouldn't have compassion on him, so he threw the guy in jail. He said, the servants went to the king and told the king what had happened. And when the king heard the story, he said, call that wicked servant in here. Now, the first thing the kings called him now was a wicked servant because he didn't forgive. He called him in and said, didn't I forgive you that huge debt just because you asked me to? Should you not have done likewise to your brother? Seemed like I read somewhere in the Word of God where it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's what the Scripture says. But He didn't do that. He was going to choke him and make him pay. So the Lord told him, the master said, because you did not forgive him, neither will I forgive you that huge debt you owe me. Now you owe me that huge debt again. And I'm going to turn you over to the tormenting spirits, or I'm going to put you in jail with the jailer and the demons of hell, and you will not get out until you pay me every penny you owe me. Well, let me tell you, if that guy out there working couldn't pay that huge debt, I'm going to tell you, locked up in jail, being tormented by the tormenting spirits, he's not going to ever be able to pay that debt. He will die in that sin. But Matthew 18:35 makes an awesome statement, and Jesus made it. He said, Peter, this is the way my heavenly Father will do each of you if you do not forgive your brothers from your heart. Wow. If you don't walk into God kind of love, if you hold a grudge or an unforgiveness toward anyone for anything, I'm going to guarantee you that not only you, but your spouse and your children are going to walk in sickness and disease. And I'm going to guarantee you that your assets are going to be attacked by the enemy, and your car is going to break down more often than it should. Your house may be broken into. Your washing machine is going to break. Your finances are not going to be met. The drain going out of your money is going to be greater than that coming in. I can guarantee you. And it will all be because you have a grudge or an unforgiveness towards someone, even yourself. If you hold a grudge against yourself, you know, you can get angry with yourself, but you can't stay there. You have to forgive yourself, and you have to walk in God's divine love. If you walk in God's divine love, you give no place to the enemy. Satan will not be able to attack you. But if you don't walk in God's divine love, you will open that door to the devil, and he will be able to attack you. Now, one of the greatest places that I've learned in the New Testament that opens a door to the devil to come in to torment the entire family and everything you own is unforgiveness. And it's also a devastating statement there. It says there in both Matthew 18:21-35, and for sure in Mark 11:25-26, that if you do not forgive, neither will God forgive you your trespasses. Think about this. If you don't forgive your brothers and sisters on earth for their sins of unforgiveness, or if they've done something to you and you hold a grudge against them, if you don't forgive them for their trespasses against you, and the Lord says, he will not forgive your trespasses against him. And I have a real problem believing that if you're walking in unforgiveness and you die in that, that you're going to heaven. I have a real problem believing that you could stand at the gates of heaven and say, I'm here, but I had a grudge against this person and that person and that person on earth, and I hated them with a passion for what they did to me. But now, Lord, I want to come into heaven. I got a feeling he's going to say, I never knew you. Into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't take that chance. If that is true, and I believe it with all my heart, forgive. Walk in love. And if you are walking in unforgiveness while you're on earth, you'll never be able to get healed. You'll never be able to get a prayer answered. And you'll never be able to get anything from God. Only the devil will torment you and afflict you. So whatever you do, take this love of God that's shed abroad in your heart, the fruit of the Spirit, as you study God's Word and act on His Word, let that fruit grow and every day become a more awesome lover of God's Word to God and His people. And as you walk in that God kind of love, then whatever you do, continue to read and study the Word of God. Because as you read and study the Word of God, as you walk in love, you will begin to see all these great and wonderful and awesome promises that God has put in His Word. Then you will start acting on these promises, and you will start seeing God answer your prayer And you'll start seeing the King of the universe do some mighty things. I have thousands of answers to prayer in the last few years. I mean big answers to prayer. I've prayed for people and seen the Lord do mighty, mighty things. I mean just over and over and over and over I've seen this. Now, walking in love is the way to victory in life. We need to train ourselves to say, this thing I am about to do or say, how will it affect my brother or my sister? I'm fixing to say something to my brother, or I'm fixing to say something to my wife or my spouse or my children. How is this going to affect them? I wonder what Jesus would say about this. I wonder how Jesus would do this. So, if we think about this, we will stop doing the wrong things. We'll let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, drive us. Now, love works no ill in marriage. Also, anytime we have a problem, husbands and wives, we need to ask themselves, what would love do in this case? What would love do? How would it answer this? If your husband comes in and he's had a bad day, whatever, don't you have a bad day the same day? Because if you do, you can have a war going on in your home. Whatever you do, stop and think. If he comes in and had a terrible bad day and everything's gone wrong and nothing went right with him all day and everybody, maybe everything in the world went wrong. I mean, I think about days when I've had at the ministry center or as we're working with equipment, and it seems like every piece of equipment we use today broke or something happened. I have to remember, I got to walk in love because the devil's doing everything he can to get me out of a love walk. Well, you got to answer. What would Jesus do in this situation? Well, let me tell you, Jesus would walk in love. He would walk in total, complete love, and he would do no ill to his neighbor. So, if your husband or your wife comes in and there's a problem, ask yourself, what would love do in this case? I tell you, if you will listen to God and start doing it God's way, love will make everything go wonderful in your life. If you can get to the point where you can study and meditate on this word, and you can let God's word begin to rule your spirit, and you can begin to develop this fruit, you will begin to do great and wonderful things, and everybody will wonder what has happened to you as you walk in this wonderful God kind of love.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.